You're listening to SBS News.
Visiting the flood-ravaged villages with money in hand, the Prime Minister of Pakistan has been personally handing out checks. The money is going to those who've lost loved ones, livelihoods and homes.
The federal government is giving 1 million rupees to those whose family members have died. This compensation is not a substitute for their suffering, but Allah's command is that we have to live in this world and for that we need resources.
Shahbaz Sharif says the government will provide 25,000 rupees, or about 170 Australian dollars, to those who've lost their homes. 1 million rupees, or $6,700, will go to those whose family members have died. He also announced a 10 billion rupee budget for road repairs and to compensate the loss of crops. But with a third of the country underwater, outside support is needed. The United Arab Emirates has made the biggest donation so far.
His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed has announced to help flood victims in the form of goods. He's announced $50 million in the form of relief goods. We're grateful to him. The President of Turkey is also sending relief goods. The United States announced aid worth $30 million.
Immediate relief items have touched down from China, including 25,000 tents, as well as medicine and mosquito nets. Mosquito protection is extremely important, as the number of malaria cases are rising. There are also fears that the spread of waterborne diseases will put further strain on the health system. Away from the controlled event with the Prime Minister, the desperate need for immediate supplies is clear. People clamber towards an army truck carrying rice, drinking water and blankets. But the old and the weak are pushed out of the way. A woman in the crowd, Fazana, tells Al Jazeera this truck is their only hope.
Our houses have fallen down. We don't have tents. We can't shade our children from the sun. Our houses have been submerged. I swear to God, there is nothing left. All our belongings have been washed away. We're poor, our children are sick. They are just sitting there.
Other regions miss out entirely, some because the roads have been cut by floodwaters. In other areas, the danger remains. Mania Ahmed Dalbani is a local politician for the Sindh province.
But there are huge amount of peoples, large peoples have been affected, and it is impossible. Our top priority is rescue to the peoples from damaged houses and flooded waters.
As the rescue efforts continue, survivors sleep on the ground next to dirty pools of water, mud and sewage, many without anything to eat. Lucy Murray, SBS News.